and you have to be present to win. And so the day came and the people were
thinking about that. Oh God, nobody thinking about that. Oh God, nobody thinking about that.
I wonder if it's, well, but God, all things are possible. What a challenge God has taken. Because the ones that's challenging God are His people.
My God.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, to God be the glory.
And of course, we don't believe that. See, that's our problem. As I came out of the dining hall, you know, over there in the radio room, I've been thinking about a scripture. Of course, you people do know that I got to be careful, Lord, because I can just see your mind being around.
Hallelujah.
I am a living epistle.
Amen.
So I go by the scriptures.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I go by the word of God being revealed to me.
Hallelujah.
Now, everybody here should know about that because that's the way Paul was. Mm-hmm. Paul was a man who had revelation.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
So I saw in a vision a man in Macedonia saying, come over here.
Yeah.
Yeah? So I went to Jerusalem by his revelation.
Oh, bless you.
Glory.
Yes, Lord.
That's how God began.
Amen.
The church.
Yes.
Bible says that a church was built upon the prophets and the apostles.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
But Paul was not among the original apostles.
No.
Hallelujah.
God reserved him, kept him back. And even though I tell you, I just see your mind go every which way. Are you able to realize that while Jesus was alive and dealing with the Pharisees, that Paul was one of the Pharisees?
Hallelujah.
And somehow he never had it revealed to him who Jesus was.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Somehow his pharisaical mind blocked him from the practical truth.
Yes.
And even though claiming to be a Pharisee was based on one specific thing. They believed in the resurrection, but the Sadducees didn't.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Otherwise, they were identical.
Yes, Lord.
In their temple worship.
Hallelujah.
Are you able?
Yes.
All right.
Are you sure? Can I hear we are well able?
We are well able.
Hallelujah. Are you able to receive this?
Yes.
Well, you always talk down to us. Sure.
Yes.
If God lift me up to talk to the world, then I got to talk down.
Yes.
If Jesus is up in heaven, he got to talk down.
Because
we're down.
Yes.
Don't you folks ever get tired of that defying spirit that comes out of you? And now you say, well, who are you talking about? Why, just the very fact that you sit there and heard me say that, and you heard the Spirit of God say, he's talking to you.
Amen.
And then you still defy that?
Hallelujah.
Before I go any further, you people that's listening out there on the radio, they don't listen. That's the problem. It's like you. How many of you can tell me how many different frequencies I'm on?
Oh, bless you.
For instance, over in the Middle East.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
9400. I'll be there for the next 4 hours.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Again, in the Middle East.
Glory.
I'm picking up right behind.
Oh, bless you.
Doubling. I'm 5900. Of course, that don't mean nothing to you. Does it? Even though you're in the Middle East. Yeah, most of you, too many people are in the middle. You're lukewarm. That's in the middle.
Yes.
And there I go again, see?
Yes.
Take a scripture that's in the book.
Oh, bless you.
And somehow we just wrestle with it. We, where you even read that scripture. I mean, if you just look at it, God's talking to the church. You. It's a scripture being revealed concerning the Laodicean church age, which we are coming to the climax of.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
The next age is the kingdom age.
Hallelujah.
So we're still in the closing of the church age. And there's something has to be done to the Laodicean church to close it out.
Amen.
I counsel you, he said. See? And I've even told you about the word counsel. He knew the Laodicean church was so self-determined, so blind, they would not take any rebuke anymore. So because of the loving compassion of God, he counseled them.
Yes, Lord.
His name should be called Wonderful
Counselor.
Isn't that something? Did you know my name referred as a counselor? Will you receive my counsel? Now you're going to have me laughing at you again because your faces are every which way except right. So you people over there in Europe, in the Middle East, Iraq, Iran, we took those signals, a miracle that God gave it to us. Really? Of course, you people don't know a thing about it, do you? I couldn't ask any of you to tell me how we got on our station. Could you? You haven't heard, have you? Well, why are you so dull? Have you heard, haven't you? That's the station that God sent me special money from. When I turned it down and turned it down and turned it down and turned it down because I didn't have the money designated for that station. And I couldn't take other money. Say, damn liars out. Oh, you love money? Hell, back. I don't hold any money back.
Thank you, boy.
I designate it. And that's how I find out. You know, God speaks in mysterious ways.
Oh, yes, he does.
He doesn't speak English.
Hallelujah.
But you can hear him in his own language. You know, brother and sister, it's a shame, a terrible shame, that I got to stand in front of this audience week after week, and you people continually respond because you can't see why it has to be done like this. What would you do if you was in my position,
my Lord,
to speak to the church, and since you are the nucleus of the church that's in front of me, which represents the church worldwide, there's some of you everywhere.
Glory.
How you like this one? Brother, I went to the doctor yesterday. He won't even treat me now. That's how bad off I am. And so, Brother Stair, I put myself in your hands. That's from way over.
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? Sound like some of you? So sick? Can't walk?
Hallelujah! Glory!
Can't eat?
Hallelujah.
Now, my answer to her is, what the hell do you even go to the doctor to begin with?
Well,
see, that's what we do. We go to the world for everything, and then when the world can't help us, then we come back on God. When he ought to be first!
Hallelujah.
Not last! He can never be the last without first being the first! Can't you understand that? He got to be first, and then he'll be the last! He's not the last, and then becomes the first! He becomes first, and becomes the last! So what he done, he said, a last day prophet! And I am dealing with it. And you're part of it. I don't want to go through that story. That's remarkable. Because every one of you know what happened with that. Especially you sat in the dining hall. You should be able to stand up and say, and go right down the line and testify. Well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the station in Bulgaria.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
the station that the man built and refused to sell it to time to anybody else because the transmitter is marked for the overcomer. Right on the transmitter.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord.
Well, now you see the problem with that is, do we believe it or don't we? Does the man tell me the truth? Is he hoodwinking me?
My Lord.
Have I been hoodwinked by station before? Have I had station take money and never put me on the air? Have I learned?
Amen.
You have learned to be more careful. If you're going to repent, you've got to be careful. If I deal with radio stations that have lied to me, don't you think I should learn? If I dealt with people around the world who call themselves missionaries and Christians and they deceived me and I gave them money and they misused it and they lied to me, am I to be careful?
Yeah.
Is that repentance?
Yeah.
Lord, to be careful?
Yeah.
Have I dealt with you before?
Yeah.
So when I deal with you now, don't you think I ought to be careful?
Yeah.
And you don't realize how careful I am? How some of you are about ready to explode?
My Lord.
Just let me say something to you and blow your ass. You're right back, see? So I'm trying to be careful.
Thank you, Lord.
For your sake.
Amen.
Not mine,
amen.
Yours.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Ephraim is joined to their idol. What strengthens iniquity? Bitterness.
Amen.
Bitterness is the strength of iniquity.
Amen.
And you're going to tell me some of you folks sitting here, you ain't got a bitter heart towards me?
My Lord.
And actually, it's bitter towards God.
Hallelujah.
Because he won't let you have or be what you want to be.
Thank you, God.
And then you want to blame it on me. Because I say, no, God didn't do that. That's your doing. Then you get bitter. Your iniquity gets tougher. No? And there's not too many who will humble themselves down and say, truth, Lord. That's where I am.
Truth, Lord.
I'm not even yelling very loud.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. So you people over there in Iraq, over there in India, we're on many frequencies. I know you folks get tired of me talking about it. Other people try to say, oh, that's other people do it, but there is no one else. Never has it ever been. Even with all the modern technology, I defy anybody to prove I'm wrong on this.
Hallelujah.
Because God done it, and God's not wrong.
Amen.
And no matter how much the devil would like to let you believe or declare that God was wrong to save you because of your rebellious action, he still wasn't wrong.
Amen.
He'll still save you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he will. And that's right. But you're not going to save yourself.
Amen.
That's wrong.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise
the
Lord. Hallelujah.
We're on 20 transmitters every day. Unheard of. Oh, there's many preachers out there on many transmitters. But one man on 20 transmitters,
oh, Jesus.
24 hours a day.
Oh, Jesus.
Look, you're not, can't even impress you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
What a mighty work God is doing today.
Mighty.
And God's people aren't even amazed at it.
Hallelujah.
Everything God does is, he likes to point us to amazing grace.
Hallelujah.
He's an amazing God. Jesus said, no, I didn't do wrong. Roll down, he is. He said, that's why I had to come down to get him. Hallelujah. He got an answer in his position. He ain't going to let your iniquity exalt itself above the knowledge of God. I'm going to be as God, I'll be greater than God. You see, there's nothing wrong with being equal with God. But what once you get there, then you've got to make sure you don't go above it. You know, Paul said, I magnify my office. That was his measure. And he also said it like this. He said, lest I, because I have so much revelation. I've had God show me things that nobody else has ever seen. Or even heard. Did you think God was going to have a prophet towards the end of this day that would not even be greater than Paul? Have a higher or greater measure? Paul did not deal too much with the coming of Jesus Christ. He dealt with him coming the first time. But he did remind him that he was going to come again.
Hallelujah.
I told people for years and they still kick at me. Paul and Peter and the apostles, even with the indwelling presence of the Holy Ghost with divine revelation, they did not anticipate or expect or even live like Jesus was coming back in their lifetime. They went about their father's business. Why are you doing that? Every one of the apostles were appointed to die. And die they did. And they died believing that Jesus was coming. Now you have to live and believe Jesus is coming. They were not told or revealed that Christ was coming in their lifetime.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, well, brother, yeah, you don't think that's an important issue, do you? And one thing you guys don't like, most of you around the world, is you don't like that one voice. You want to add many voices to, well, whenever we do that, we get confused. Because this one says that, that one says that. If you could just hear what some of these end time prophets or guys are teaching. I read one last night again where they got this Nephilim business going on. These mysterious beings. Of course, I know what they are. They're demons who have now been unleashed. They've been kept in chains, ready to reveal in this last time, and Satan is filling the world with them.
Yes, sir.
Demons, they even come to you.
Sure did.
Knock on your door.
Oh, yes. Pound on it.
Evil spirits.
Amen. Yes.
Cause you to do things that cause people to doubt God, to question God,
amen.
Even question you.
Amen.
We got a lot of questions, don't we? I got a question for you. I got a question for you. Well, I got an answer for you. If you want to ask me a question, will you receive my answer?
Jesus.
And I even told you about that, haven't I? Yeah, foolish questions. Don't remember that story either, do you?
Yeah.
See, I've learned from these experiences. Well, tell us who the Antichrist is. Would you believe me?
Yeah.
If I told you it would you believe me?
Hallelujah.
Well, we'll find out, won't we? What did I told you to you? Do you believe me? Even now.
Many.
Even now, right now,
yes.
Are there many?
Yes.
What kind of spirit coming out of you right now?
Amen.
What one's coming out there? What kind of rebellious, stiff-necked, stubborn? Or old Steve, are you stiff-necked?
Right.
You on sure? Your heart ain't right.
Right.
Oh, I'm stoned, isn't it?
Right.
You got your stone ready? Well, let's roll the stone away. Stony heart. Hardened heart. Stiff neck. Rebellious. Boy, when you throw that stone at me, it hurts. Because there's one thing in the heart of the man of God. He wants you to be a believer. He wants you to read the truth about you, the truth about God. We're believers. And the believers were added to the church. And the Lord added the church. Such as should be saved. And so believers were added. So here's God building his church. One more, and he's looking for believers. Lord, I believe. Why don't you humble yourself down, folk? You can tell me you're not having a fight with your own faith.
My Lord.
With what you believe. And you're trying everybody else to believe what you believe in. And some of the things you believe they can't believe because they believe it from their perspective and don't believe from yours.
My Lord.
You understand that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know my situation.
Right.
You know, I ain't got a husband. I ain't got a wife. I ain't got no children. I ain't got too many children. Right. What is your situation?
Right.
Yes. What is your circumstance?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
I ain't got a job. I got too many jobs.
Right.
What are your conditions for walking in this troublesome time?
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Well, what's your matter?
Yes.
Can I tell you about me, Brother Terrell? I already know about you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Your iniquity is like everybody else's.
Hallelujah.
One man's leaving me by saying, I want a wife. And then we'll say, I want a husband. Well, there's still iniquity, ain't it? Or I want a T-bone steak. Or I want a certain kind of car. Or I want a certain kind of life. What's the matter? And all these things are pushing on me, pushing on me, pushing on me. Things that I said. I try to warn you again this morning. I believe what God told me. Well, I think, come on, I told you that one of these days God's going to kill somebody in my presence. And then you still come walking in?
Hallelujah.
Is it I? Well, you drop dead, you'll know it's you.
Glory.
And some of you have already been pretty close to being dead.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Do you know that's a timing thing, too?
Oh, yeah.
Or, be nice if you do it right now, but any time right now. Aren't you glad of it? But you're being warned about the time.
Yeah.
You're going to keep on walking through that door just arrogant?
Hallelujah.
You're playing with fire.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You need the fear of God. Amen. That's the reason why we can't get along with you, because we have no fear of God.
Yes,
as much
Lord.
As you've done to the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto
me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Huh? So were you railing a brother? Who are you railing at?
Yes, Lord.
Will you take issue with a brother to advance your cause? Who are you taking issue with? Hey! As much?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Receive him as you receive Christ.
Yes.
Is that the way you treat Christ?
Well,
are you sure? Now am I coming your name again? Am I picking on you? Sure am. Why? Because he picked you. So I'm just going around his pick. So we're on many short ways. You know, I even told that one there really amazed me. Because you see, I turned that man down and I finally, literally said, look, I'm going to try to stay on WRMI because I got a potential there that's going to come in handy. It's in reserve.
Hallelujah.
We're using four of the, God, there's 12 transmitters and we're using four of them.
Hallelujah.
Do you people hear me? Hey, Brother Burgess, are you able to comprehend that? 24 hours a day. touching every part of the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Blanketing America, we must be heard right now. I forget how many people called me this morning, but they were coming in from everywhere. When I asked them to. 15770, 11580, 7570. And those are the ones that, not WWCR, not WWT. No, these are, right. They don't even have the devil ability to receive what I'm saying. It's just,
oh God.
What a stubborn people you are. Now you won't humble yourself. They'll say, my God, man. You just kind of make yourself look good. I didn't do that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Talking like this, you would think every short way would throw me off.
Thank you, God.
That's what you do. You pull me off. You throw me off. Week after week, I do think that in this here that is not compatible for a successful broadcast. This is not the way it should be done. Men don't do it like this. There were tens of thousands of people hung on a cross. Men hung on there.
Yes.
But when God put Jesus on the cross,
hallelujah,
men didn't do it like that.
Hallelujah.
It was entirely different.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And even though years later when 70,000 Jews were hung on the cross, not one of them could save anybody. But there was that one saved. Jesus actually walked down this aisle. What would you do if the Apostle Paul would walk down this aisle? What would you do if he would send Peter here like he did to him? Hey. What did Ananias do?
Bless you, Jesus.
Ah! An angel had already talked to him.
Hallelujah.
Or what was his name? Cornelius' house?
Cornelius.
What did he do? He had already had a visitation from God.
Hallelujah.
He got direction from an angel to go look for a guy named Peter. Well, why did he just tell him? Well, why did he?
Yes, Lord!
Because he'd been given to Peter to do his help. And if Peter didn't want to go,
hallelujah,
I've never eaten anything all clean. Peter, what I have cleansed,
yes, Jesus.
Took three shots before that guy got the message.
Hallelujah.
Rise, slay and eat. Devour this. The Bible said it was full of all kind of unclean animals, four-footed beasts.
Hallelujah.
Peter looked at it. Why are you doing that to me again? You're going to tell me you haven't read that story. You don't know that story. Is that what you're going to do? Is that what your eyes going to tell me? Well, it don't read like that. Well, how does it read, please?
Hallelujah.
A word from heaven said, Peter, rise, slay and eat. And Peter talked back, didn't he?
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
Did he? Peter!
Hallelujah.
The only one that really had the knowledge of God, the key of knowledge to give to the Gentiles. The only thing I give you the keys, the knowledge. You can unlock the door for the Gentiles. To the Jew first? Did Peter preach to the Jew first? What about the Pentecost? There were Jews. So he opened the door of knowledge. Men and brothers, what must we do? He told them what to do. See, he had the knowledge. And Peter stood up. So they're not drunk as you suppose. You guys got this all wrong. This is that. Wow! God, get him out of here. If you even have to kill him.
Oh, Lord.
You people have lost the fear of God.
Oh, my God.
Without the fear of God, you cannot be saved.
No. No, no, no. Oh, God.
I wonder if you went to a doctor and he said to you, you're too fat. You lose 20 pounds next month and you're going to die. I wonder what you would do.
My Lord.
If you don't come up with a payment for your car, we're going to take your car back. I wonder what you would do.
My Lord.
You went to a doctor, you got high blood pressure. Got to get your weight down. It's going to kill you. I wonder what you would do.
My Lord.
Thank you, Father.
You can't get your check no more. I wonder what you're going to do.
Hallelujah.
I've had the Lord give me money, give me opportunity, and I've had them take it away from me. But I kept right on being consistent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because I didn't know what to do. So I just let him do it.
Hallelujah.
And he make a way out of no way.
No way.
Hallelujah. Brings forth water in the desert.
Yes.
Glory.
Rain down manna from heaven.
Glory.
You folks, you don't believe what I told you, how I stood right here one day. Right here. And I'll pay again for this, sir, because my enemies out there. Just, maybe you don't jump on it like they do. But you have jumped on it. Yeah, what did I do? What did I do, Brother Chris? I'm mad. I was so mad one night at God. I was angry. I was angry. All you little guys are sitting around here. Huh?
Amen.
My Jonah said, back me up, God. He don't back me up. Go to hell. Do it. Were you here?
Yes, sir.
How in the world did I get by with that?
Oh, thank
I didn't.
No,
I didn't get by with it.
No.
God came down and answered me.
Right.
He done something for me.
Right.
Back me up, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give me some strength.
Yes, Lord.
That I even came in and told you. I apologize to all of you because God told me. And I'm not going to do it. I give you a chance, brothers and sisters, to strengthen me. But if you don't want to do it, bless God, He will. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you don't want to strengthen a hand that's held down.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
You need to get rid of that iniquity, brothers and sisters.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And be what God wants you to be.
Yes.
Servants of the Lord.
Glory.
Well, we don't serve you. That's where you're wrong. Remember the prophet Isaiah? Or Elisha? He had a servant. The servant messed up, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
The servant got envious, didn't he?
Hallelujah.
And he thought he was hiding from the prophet what he was doing, didn't he?
Oh,
does anybody know the story? Because
oh, yeah.
He was a servant to the prophet, he's living in poverty, didn't have much.
Right.
You can't say that. Because you're a servant to the prophet, you can't tell me you ain't got much.
Oh,
you
God.
Got much.
Yeah.
In every way. Much. Much. Amen.
Amen.
Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bypass you all. In fact, I'd have been better off to stay out of here than I could talk to people around the world.
And
you sit there and throw blocks at me. Don't tell me you're not doing it.
Oh, God.
Mercy, oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Mercy.
When you people become willing to have the reproof and the rebuke and instruction,
yes,
then I'll be grateful. Then I'll be, because if you don't do it, it's all been in vain. It's all been in vain. Jesus is coming. If we don't prepare for that, because we don't really believe it, then our preaching's in vain. All that we've done here is in vain. Everything we've given up is in vain. And thank God we've been told that he's coming. And if we'll just keep on believing it. How many times have I said that to you? The Bible says, wherever two agree on earth on any one thing, it shall be done by our... Look at me. Am I quoting a scripture wrong again?
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? So, the church is on earth. The bride here on earth.
Yes, Lord.
And the Spirit of God has come on earth in us, in the bride. Now the Spirit of the bride, then they get an agreement. And their agreement is, even so, come quickly. When we get their full agreement that there's nothing else we want for Jesus to come, then he will send Jesus. If any two of you on earth would agree as touching any one thing, it shall be done by our Father which is in heaven. And God tells us his will. His will is to send his son Jesus. That's his will. And he will send Jesus, whom?
Jesus.
Where is Jesus now? Did heavens receive him?
Yes.
Where is he coming from?
Glory.
He's sending from where? What in the world? Why won't you people lodge on these scriptures and let them strengthen you in this hour?
Hallelujah.
Glory. Thank you, Father.
That went together so perfect. I don't know if I can find words to say it any better.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
What did he say? Boy, I took it out of context, huh? If any two of you, well, there's two that's God trying to get you to agree, the Spirit and the church, on one thing. One thing. The Lord is coming back in our lifetime. Make ready. And when you get that church, a timing thing, when God finally gets it together, it's kind of tough. Look how difficult it is to get everybody here in one mind. Just look at here. Look at all these minds out here. Look at them. Then your mind's full of a bunch of trash too, huh? You think you like that? Even though it's true? Don't tell me. That's iniquity, brothers. That's self-preservation. We need to preserve you. We need to preserve Christ. Still can't get that complete agreement, can I? Can I? You must love disagreements. We'll agree with you. Now, we're coming again. You know, I've done it over and over. You know I have. These are timing events. God is going to kill somebody.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
And it's got to be done in such a way they don't charge me with killing. If somebody was dropped down dead here, they said, why not do it? All of a sudden they drop dead. And they find out that they what do you think they're going to do? And what are you going to do? I said, what you're going to do? No, Brother Starr said somebody's going to drop dead, so he's the one to kill him.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
I've already been through that. What do you think you're... No, Brother Starr said he's going to be dead. God's going to kill somebody. See that? Brother Starr, kill him.
Hallelujah.
I
wonder which one of you will be the first one to jump out there to defend yourself so you don't get charged with it. Old Peter said, you crucified the Holy One of Israel. You murdered him. You did it.
Oh, God.
And a lot of them guys weren't even around the cross at that time.
Oh, God.
Yes, they were the ones that gathered on the day of Pentecost, they were far away up from Calvary. They weren't there.
No.
They weren't there.
No.
And yet Peter looked at him and said, you murdered the Holy One. You did it.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yes, Lord. Bless you. Hallelujah.
Murderers. Because we don't think murder is as bad as, you know, adultery. We don't think that. That's it. Come on, we don't think it's murmuring and complaining and holding back. And I can say to you all day long, the wages of sin is death. Which sin? And what did God say about all sin? You want to answer me?
Yes.
I used the exact word. He said all manner of sin shall be forgiven.
Amen.
And that forgiveness is in Christ Jesus. Not in you, but in Him. And He in you. Or don't you know that Christ is in you? My God, friend. A little repent right now will cause heaven to rejoice. So it's all about time. Yesterday I got talking about something. Immediately, right away, somebody got on the phone. Because what I did yesterday, no sense asking you, because you people don't pay no attention to it. But it had to do with time. You know where the fullness of time has been revealed?
Hallelujah.
In the Revelation. That's why it's called a revelation.
Hallelujah.
Open up the book of Daniel. It's comparable.
Oh, Jesus.
The book of Daniel was said you be sealed until the time of the end.
Amen.
So here we're at the time of the end.
Yeah.
And you go back in the book of Revelation, you can see, oh, look at Daniel. You compare both.
Amen.
Hey! So all you people listening around the world, wherever you may be, if you would just may God give you a clear sense, and most people call it says pretty clear today. That's pretty amazing, you know, that people can hear this old messed up voice.
Yes.
Sometimes stutters and spits and mumbles, but somehow people all around the world, they hear it.
And
they decipher what it's saying. Somehow the Spirit of God. That's to trouble you, for you ain't got the Spirit like you are. That's why you don't understand what the Spirit's saying. That's why you think you're walking in the Spirit, but you're not. You're walking in the spirit of iniquity. And the only way you're going to help yourself with that is to receive that and cry out, woe is me, and find a place by communicating between you and God. Until He gives you spiritual understanding.
Yes,
He will.
Glory.
That's pretty good advice.
Amen. So true.
Hallelujah.
That's true. You can rejoice in that.
Amen.
But you're talking about me. That's where truth is important. You shall know the truth.
Yes.
It's important for you. So it's all about you.
Hallelujah.
Truth about God. Truth about your brother and sister. Truth about yourself.
Yes, Lord.
It'll set you free from all this confusion.
Yes, Lord.
What got me going yesterday was a statement by Mr. Brzezinski. Who's he? Hard to believe that the guy, he was the Secretary of State under Mr. Carter, is probably higher or equal to Mr. Kissinger. Now, these are figureheads. They are not the top ones, but they are the visible ones who speak. For the top ones. They are the camouflage. They are the ones that move your eyes away from the real ones. And it's amazing. If you can hear Kissinger talk today, or even Brzezinski, these men are brilliant.
Oh, yeah. No.
You can't. You don't want to debate with. I saw a guy debate with Brzezinski yesterday, and he just turned him into mincemeat. He sat there so calm, and he kept telling this brilliant young guy, he said, "You don't know what's even going on." He said, "The question you're asking me is a joke. There is no answer for your question because you don't know what's going on." And finally, the young man put his head down and says, "Okay, I'll accept that," because he just shut him up. Do you understand that?
Yes.
I'm talking about a man that you ought to hear too much about. And here he is, a spokesman.
Hallelujah.
For the Luciferians, for the Bilderbergers, which is the camouflage, like the Baptist churches and right there, the camouflage for the real church.
Amen.
You don't understand that, do you? Your mind just don't grasp that, do you? You know what you said last night, Brother Brown? Stand up, boy. Let's see if these folk believe you, what you said.
Pain.
No.
With a voice.
No, that ain't what you said. You said that, well, you said something even more profound than that.
Right.
You said you're way higher than we are, Brother Steve.
Yes.
Remember how you said it?
Hallelujah. You're not a man. You can't be a man. You have to be what God sent you to be, a prophet.
You're higher than us, you say.
Yes.
You're above us.
Yes.
Now, look at all them folks here if they believe you.
Yes, Lord.
How'd you sleep last night? You're going to get better. Don't you understand these illnesses and these pains is chastised from God?
Thank you.
He's trying to get our attention. We need help. Come on, people. And if you don't receive it as chastisement, if you don't do it, then you're a bastard.
Amen.
Now, you're not bastards, are you?
No.
Then receive the chastisement. Accept it as such.
Thank you, Father. You love me.
Glory to God.
And Mr. Brzezinski, he surfaced up here again, and he made a statement like this. He says, there was a time when it was easier to control. He used a million people. Does anybody remember what I told you, why they went to China? Does anybody please? Way back there, Mr. Nixon. And I don't even know why I inquired, but I did. How many years ago is that? 72? Here I have a little old guy struggling around trying to be a preacher. And Nixon goes to China, opens up the door. Mr. Bush goes there, eventually becomes ambassador. What are we doing with China? We were told that they were our enemies. I remember sitting, damn you people! I hate that spear on you! I hate it! I remember sitting in China, I told you these things over and over again! Sitting in, as God miraculously got me in China! Had the tour guide break every rule!
Amen.
She was not allowed to sit at a table with me!
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
She was supposed to take me to the place, put me in, she go to the balcony.
Amen.
One night she took me to a Beijing restaurant. Peking restaurant, I think you call it. How do you say that? Peking restaurant.
Right.
She would took me there to get the famous duck.
Oh, God.
You are so incapable. You're looking at me. I mean, is that hard for you to understand? You can't get a look of understanding. Well, I don't understand why you're telling the story, because I'm setting the story.
Hallelujah.
For something that took place there.
Hallelujah.
She was not even supposed to be there with me. She's supposed to take me in there, get my table, and then she's supposed to go in the back, because she was a servant of the communist government.
Amen.
And they didn't want her to have any more contact with me than necessary, because they didn't want dialogue between us. Do you understand that? Do you understand that?
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah.
But it was right there where she asked me a question that I won't ever forget. First we went in, we sat down, then she came and sat with us. She said, "Mr. Stell, I'm really not supposed to sit here with you, but I'm just going to do it anyway." And they let her. She broke a lot of the rules with me.
Hallelujah.
She was supposed to be a tour guide and give me a tour.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll never forget one day she said to me, "You really didn't come over here to China to see this stuff, did you, Mr. Stell?" Oh, out of clear blue sky. Everywhere she took me, I would go. But she could see I had no interest in it.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lume. Oh, Lume. They were China right now, okay? Oh, we have so much knowledge, we're incapable of receiving truth, aren't we? Ever learning. I had learned something about China, didn't I? How did God even got me in?
Hallelujah.
Then he got me out.
Oh, God.
You know, if I got in, they could have kept me. Two guys just went to North Korea. They kept them. Now they're both going to go to jail.
Hallelujah.
One for just laying the Bible down. Yeah, one guy's going to get 12 years in jail just because he laid a Bible down. Go ahead. Look at you. It's in the news right now. Two of them going to go to jail. One for 17 years, one for 12. For telling the truth.
Yeah.
Think we might end up in a saint's bullseye for telling the truth?
Of course.
I'll do tell you the truth. Jesus is coming. Bang! 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 Whap! Whap!
Whap!
What else matters, my friend? What other? You keep talking about sound doctrine. What other doctrine do you want besides that sound doctrine? What other blowing of the trumpet do you want?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lou May took us in, sat us down in a fine restaurant, ordered us the dinner, and she came and sat down. And I prayed. I just bowed my head, I just prayed out loud, I just prayed, and she's sitting over looking at me. She was a very, very intelligent young lady, college bred, high class. She was actually picked to be my guide.
Hallelujah.
And yet I wouldn't let her guide me.
Amen.
Nothing amazes you, does it?
Oh, thank you.
Nothing. We're so wrapped up in our know-it-all, nothing. The simple little thing that God does, it doesn't amaze us anymore.
Oh, Jesus.
You do away with grace, you're doing away with amazing.
Yes.
You do away with the power of the word of God, the truth, which is so amazing.
Amen.
And God said, and that was so. Well, that's amazing.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Hallelujah.
Hard time to believe it, huh?
Glory, yes, Lord.
As I was praying, she said to me, "What are you doing?" She wasn't like that. She was, "Mr. Steele, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm thanking God for this food." See, God didn't give you that food. You know, in China, they're atheists. They don't believe in God. Communism don't believe in God. Although they do believe in a God.
Hallelujah.
Is that part of your problem? You really don't believe in God? You believe in God, you believe also in me. You believe in God, you can believe in the other brother. If you believe in God now, I can't see it for myself how you can be saved, but if I believe in God, I believe He can save me. See, you see how this thing goes? Do you see how it goes? Do you get the pattern?
Hallelujah.
I said to her, I said, no, the Chinese didn't give me this food. God made the duck. He fed a duck.
Glory.
He might have used y'all too, but don't take no credit for this duck. I said, I'll tell you something else, Lou May. You couldn't even kill this duck if God hadn't let you. He's the one that's power of life and death. Men think they got the power to kill, but they really don't. No, they don't. No, they don't. No, they don't have the power to give life. That's something God reserves to Himself. So whether we live or whether we die, we're in the hands of the living God. Can you explain any other reason why you're still alive?
Thank you, God.
Why you're still here? Can you honestly say from your bodily heart, the Lord hath kept me alive? Huh? Can't do that, huh? And while we're sitting there, she asked me a question. She said, Mr. Stair, she said, why do the people of the United States want to destroy China? I looked at her. I said, where'd you get that from? Well, and we hear it all the time. Propaganda. Then it dawned on me what happened. Their government's telling them that we're their enemy. Our government's telling us that they're their enemy. And so we're fighting Korean wars and Vietnam wars. We've been fed lies almost all of our life. Get a good education, a lie. You know how many people right now got college educations and they're working at McDonald's?
Yeah.
How are you, Brother Chris? You go to college? Graduated with a pretty good degree? A degree to do what?
Music.
Huh? Music?
Yes,
I'm sure you're still playing music alongside the road, aren't you?
Yes,
that ain't what you was planning on doing, was it? You ever sing out there?
I do.
Everybody else hear you? Do they follow you?
No.
You think you're weird, huh?
Not sure.
Yeah, you are a weird young man. You could have stayed in next school. And you'd probably right now be moved up a little higher.
Hallelujah.
They like their marching bands.
Oh, yeah.
You might have been able to move to Georgia or maybe move to Clemson, help take care of the marching band up there in Clemson. Put on that little old tiger on your back.
Hallelujah.
You weren't planning on staying in that level, were you?
No, I wasn't.
That was just a step up, wasn't it? Boy, did you step down. You stepped out and look where you're at here. Got you over here working alongside the highway.
Hallelujah.
You mean you went up higher?
Glory. That's right.
Glory.
Isn't it what you planned, boy, when you just started coming here?
No.
No. Had to bring you down so we can bring you higher. Weed eater, huh? He's a weed eater. He's a preacher for 30-some years. Come down here and he pulls weeds. Sometimes hours. Some of you other young guys around here, you find a way to hide in the shade. Find some other thing to do that's so more important. That's where they don't like me, Lord. China. And I want to tell you again, when that happened, with Nixon went there, I don't even know, I can't even explain it. I can't do it now, but I don't know why I did it then. Because I wasn't concerned about the world. I was evangelizing in America. here's a little town, here's a little town there, barely making it. And all of a sudden, God puts a question in my spirit. Why are we going to China? We were told that they were our enemy. They persecuted the church. They threw Christians in jail. Still do. What are we doing hobnobbing with those people? Because they're part of the world system, just like we are. China was able to throw promotion off the Security Council. Now they're permanent members of the Security Council. And little old Formosa, we don't hardly give them any time of day, hardly.
Oh, Jesus.
And Formosa was where the Christians were fled to. Hallelujah. What do you know, people?
Hallelujah.
What do you know? The point I'm trying to get across is that we were told that they were our enemies. Terry!
Hallelujah.
Where were you fighting at, Terry?
Vietnam.
And who were you fighting?
Chinese.
And you were told that they were your enemy.
Hallelujah.
And they never did you any wrong at all. Not one thing. You were going to go out there and kill them before they kill you. And you did it. So our nation made a murderer out of you. Thank God he saves murderers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, you jabber-jibber back there.
Bless him.
Not too many of those guys that God saves. But it did prove he can save one.
Hallelujah.
Yourself. Craig Mack.
Craig Mack.
Washed in the blood. Redeemed. Hallelujah. On my way to heaven. Next time they ask for an interview, say, yes, sir, I will testify about Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you the Craig Mack that made millions? Yes, sir. What did you do? I lost it all, and then I found Jesus. Mr. Bresnik said, and again, there are two men that speak clandestine as spokesman for the New World Order. Kissinger's one of them. Kissinger actually told us. I heard it. You've been told about it. He was the first man interviewed after Obama was elected. He said, he's going to do what we put him in there to do. Who's the we?
Amen. Great.
He sure ain't doing what the voters wanted him to do.
Amen.
So who's the we?
Because
the votes meant nothing.
Amen.
He wasn't voted in.
Amen.
There was a class. There's never been an honest election performed in America.
Amen. Amen.
You can't tell me America represents God because there are no elections in God. We're all elected.
Hallelujah.
And he's the elected. Praise the Lord. We're not going to go to the ballot box. But why do you think years ago God took me out of that process?
Jesus. Glory.
You don't think I went through the business where, man, you be the pastor, you can lead all these people, have them vote?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing I told Andy when I called. I said, Andy, now we're not going to vote for you. I said, because we found out what the vote is.
Hallelujah.
We had the vote tally. I said, the one who voted is God Almighty. He told me you're going to become sheriff.
Yep.
And what do you know? He becomes sheriff. And we didn't even vote. I'm amazed at you people. I really am. I'm even talking pretty clear right now. Just a little spit once in a while, but see, I caught it right away when I was watching Mr. Bresnik, because he was talking before the European equals to the CFR. Now, I don't even know too much about that. I just know it's a clandestine organ. No, they had another name for it, but it's one of those secrets within a secret. Now, they camouflage who they really are by Bilderbergers, international bankers. They're all part of the structure of the New World Order. They're all, they intertwine, they inter... They don't have the ability, God. They just don't seem to grasp. See, they're going to get mad because I catch it. Why is Mr. Bresnik even being brought from the... Because for years we haven't heard from him. Haven't heard too much about him. And the statement that I'm saying now that he made back in 87.
Yeah.
And here's what he said. Now, if you can't, if you don't have the ability to grasp what this man's saying, and why he's saying it now, and why it's come about now, then you have missed the mark. He simply said, we didn't have the ability years ago to control people. Or to kill people. He said it was easier to control them.
Hallelujah.
Because they were diversified. They were
perfect.
Amen.
It was easier to control them than to kill them.
Yeah.
He said, but now, see what's happened? Now we got the universal power structure.
Yeah.
He said, now it's easier for us to kill them.
Amen.
Than to destroy them, to control them.
Yeah.
Wow! Wow! So they're seeking for control. To do that, they're going to kill. Because they can't. How do those Chinese control? I said, what are you going? How do you control a billion people, Chinese? How does a mere handful of men sitting up in a little old place control a billion people?
Oh yeah.
Well, you start, anybody rebels against you, kill them. I mean, you forgot Tiananmen Square? Why'd they do that? Well, just took out a few. Who else wants to protest? Who's next? And since we're advocating protest in America, what do you think you're going to do? They can't control us.
Oh God. Thank you, Father.
You protest here, I can't control you. Gotta have to destroy somebody. I got to thinking about how he actually called the Christian churches Protestants, protesters.
That's right.
Protesters, and look what we got out of it.
Hallelujah.
First they protest the Catholic rule, then they make their own churches, then they protest against each other. Protest, 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 protest.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless.
America got established because of protest. Protest, protest.
Amen.
Protest.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
How about you? Do any protesting?
No.
Protest, protest. I got rights. My one, protest. Protest, protest. Feed us! We ain't got no food, feed us! Protest, protest.
Oh, bless Jesus.
Abortion, we protest. Huh? How many people still think that protesting against abortion, that God had nothing to do with that, huh? That God had nothing to do with these wars out here where they're killing millions. He's already told it's going to be.
Amen.
You've already been told this the last time, and that's what we're talking about. See, right I got it. I went to the Bible right away and got it, because I'm sitting there and I hear Mr. Resnick say this, and he said, we now have the means to kill them rather than try to control them. So they're setting up to kill.
Amen.
They're setting up America. They're going to kill hundreds of thousands of millions in America.
Amen.
Yes, they are. You can keep on protesting, folks. Go ahead, keep that protesting spirit on you. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Anywhere you may be. And then he says this. He said, the number one place where they're going to do it is in the cities.
Amen.
Cities? Why not? Hallelujah. If you want to kill 10 million people, what city would you take out? Los Angeles? New York?
Hallelujah.
Are they gathering them in the cities?
Yes.
Are they gathering into bundles?
Yes.
I don't see all the cities, bundles,
yeah,
mixed with everything.
Hallelujah.
It's a big old bundle.
Amen. Hallelujah.
They can take out about somebody from every nation in New York, can't they?
Yeah.
Can't they?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Well, I know, Brother Stair, we've been hearing that for a while, but nothing's happening. Why, they have the big old Super Bowl and Times Square is still going on, and yes, sir, all things are continuing as they were.
Hallelujah.
You wouldn't know New York City, brother, if you went back. You say, you mean to tell me I lived here?
All right now.
Right.
You'd have to go back and learn how to get around again.
Right.
Because some of them things have been changed. And, huh? Some place won't be safe to go to. Probably the place you live might be one of those. Don't go back.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Virginia, huh?
Yeah.
So you see, what we're talking about is timing again. Timing.
All messages.
Then I made mention of the 200 million man army. I said, back in those days, the only nation that we even contemplated that could put a 200 million man army was China.
Yeah.
But you see, this army that's coming is not going to just be Chinese.
No.
See? You see, it's going to be. It'll be people from every nation. And right here in America, do you know that we have 300 million armed men?
Hallelujah.
I just read it the other day. The people, that's why they're trying to get the guns out of our hands. Have you ever heard the argument at all? The argument is that the Second Amendment gives us the right to bear arms so we can oppose the government. It becomes a tyrant government. And that's why the government wants the guns out of our hand. Because we're going to oppose them. That's why they're bringing in the military. That's why they're grooming our police in order to shoot you, both, daddy, son, dogs, anybody, whammo. You don't know there's a flood coming?
Oh, yeah.
You better find an ark somewhere. You better find a city of refuge somewhere.
Yes. Jesus.
He'll blow you away without even thinking about it.
Right.
You better pray that God has found you a secret place.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Oh, well, you're trying to tell me that's where you're at now? All I know, long before we ever come and saw this beautiful thing that God's given us, how God told me the physical survival of Christians, that's how few they're going to be.
Hallelujah.
That's why these guys like Steve Quayle and all these other guys, because they want us, these damn guys.
Hallelujah.
They're damn liars. I saw an article Steve put out yesterday where he said angels came down and had sex with the women. That's a never. There's no way an angel can have sex with anybody.
Amen.
An angel is not a physical being.
Amen.
It's a spiritual being. You see, we still don't want to accept the explanation. How do we get all these races? What color was that? What did he speak? How did he come here?
Yes,
well, I say how they came here. When God confused their language, they were scattered. And they familiar spirits.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're in confusion, you're walking down the street, and here's somebody you can understand. So what? You don't get it?
Yeah. You gotta talk to these other people.
They don't understand, so. Huh? So all of a sudden then he moved to different parts of the world? And the genes start to change? Sun, moon, star, weather? Until today, I've always said, come on, you guys, you bring me come to a monkey? Well, bring me a monkey, let's wait until it changes into a man. We got a lot of men changing into monkeys. But I haven't seen one monkey turn into a man yet. Come on, monkeys. Come on, how long would it be for... So notice the proof of evolution 2,000 years ago. 2 million years ago, huh?
Hallelujah.
You bunch of damn liars. And what's being under attack today is this infallible word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word,
His word,
that simply means it will all be fulfilled.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
He will send Jesus,
yes, Lord,
whom the heavens must receive, until. Why don't you quote it with me?
Yes.
Until what?
Hallelujah.
Why won't you get the word inside you so it can strengthen you in your dilemma? Why don't I reveal what a matter of sin? It's not time yet. So why do you want to question me for? If you don't, you want only question that I'm not telling you who the matter of sin, but then you start questioning me and everything.
Amen.
Why do you want me to jump the gun?
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's, when the time comes, it'll be there. It'll be revealed.
Amen.
It is time.
Yes.
And what is being revealed now is that we're in the spirit of Antichrist. How? Why, here, by us.
Right.
What do you think is operating right here, right now? Even now. Even now. Are there many Antichrists? Watch that face over there. Watch it. You'll see that spirit of Antichrist show up.
Hallelujah.
Nigger, like, watch that one.
Hallelujah.
Watch. Is that the way you do what Jesus talk to you?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, yes.
Talk back, talk around. Well, he don't quite understand what I'm going through. You know.
My Lord.
Maybe I can explain my position. And you folk got so furious at me, you said, because I try to tell you when you see somebody doing something and get up there and do it. Help them out.
Hallelujah.
Something we've established around here. Oh, I look at the amens I'm getting on that. You see an old man out there working in the garden day and day and night, and some of you guys running around doing anything, and nothing inside of you says, I'll be like God, help him.
Yes, no.
I'm going to help myself.
Oh, Lord God, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Lord.
Don't like me, huh? You don't know why God brought you here, do you?
Oh, God.
So you deny yourself. Take up your cross. And follow him. Well, if you got somebody leading away on something, follow.
Amen.
See what happened yesterday? We see some people up there. I didn't tell them to do it. All of a sudden, they wanted to get it done. Huh? Then you didn't take a look at it. Then I even told you why they're standing over there. Because they want to hear the prophet talk.
Hallelujah.
Now some of you folk, if that could take you out, you wouldn't have to hear the prophet. You'd join in right away.
Hallelujah.
These little foxes.
Hallelujah.
These little... time. Now the 200 million man army is a timing event. It's coming very close, you know. I want to read about it.
Hallelujah.
And the sixth angel sounded.
Hallelujah.
Now I'd like to ask you a question. Which one of these trumpets am I going to embark in?
My Lord.
All
of
them.
God.
They all lead up to the seven. So some of them will be a little toot, toot, toot.
My Lord.
Then we move up, toot, toot, toot.
Hallelujah.
Then we're going to get to the last, toot, toot, toot.
Hallelujah.
You know there would be no seventh one if there was the first one. There wouldn't be no seventh one if there wasn't a fifth one. And when you get to the fifth one and the sixth one, you're getting close to the seventh one. And when you get to the seventh one, now you're at the last one. Wow.
Glory.
You know how to count?
Yes, Lord.
What day is the Sabbath day? Saturday? No. Sunday? No. The seventh day? Yeah. The last day of the week.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Oh, yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus.
What language am I talking in, God?
Hallelujah.
You know, this is remarkable. See, to me it is. I've read it before. I've had a lot of guys tell me, oh, we're past the sixth trumpet. Why not? What do you mean? You remember Euphrates? Well, where did this Iraq thing start? River Euphrates? And what do you think was released out of that river? What do you think was released at that time? What, 10 years ago? Huh?
My Lord.
Are you waiting for those demons to be... Look, they're everywhere. Hey! One more night with the frogs, huh?
Right.
Oh, God.
Glory.
And the four angels, they loosed the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, a year, for to slay the third part of the world. Now, you going to tell me we haven't seen a lot of slaying going on?
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Are you going to tell me that we haven't seen people being butchered and killed and slapped?
Yes, yes, Lord.
As those angels released that four judgments upon the world?
So true, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to let them sit there.
Amen, yes, yes.
I try to tell you, people, stop hindering me.
Glory.
With your lack of understanding.
Hallelujah.
You see, we are about ready to see a third part.
Oh, God.
My Lord.
A third part. And how many have been killed since that time?
My Lord. Oh, God.
You still can't tell the American people the massacre that we have done. And now we're reaping massacre. Yes. We sowed the war, and now we're still reaping the war.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And this time it's going to come home.
Oh, oh yes, Lord.
My Lord.
Is it like my equator cutting off heads to abortion? Here we are fussing to get people around the world for cutting babies' heads off, and we do it every day.
Amen.
In the medical profession, paid for by American dollars. What, 80-some million of them? Have you ever seen a picture of a partial birth? Partial birth? Partial? You get the wording? Partial birth? What do? They bring the baby out? threw its heads out, then they insert it in their brain and kill it, then they can bring it out all the way. Why do that? Because if the baby's outside and they did that, it would be murder. So they put it in there and they don't call it murder. They call it abortion.
Amen.
Aren't we slick? Are we a smooth old people?
Amen.
And we're the number one abortion country in the world.
Yeah. So true.
We had more soldiers die on the battlefield than any other country.
Hallelujah.
Go look at the war memorials. I remember killed in Vietnam. 50,000. Huh? Sons, daughters. Massacred.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Good old America.
Yeah.
We are so to the wind. You ain't heard anywhere of anything in the world that's going to compare what's going to happen.
Amen. So true.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
You better have a hiding place.
It's a coming, yes, Lord.
And the only reason you should have a hiding place is because you have been elected to be alive and remain.
Hallelujah.
You understand that? There's also some who are appointed to die.
Yes.
Who are going to, they're not going to get in the hiding place.
Hallelujah.
But the reason why God prevented the hiding place for you, just like for Noah, he had to have somebody left alive
right
to inhabit the earth.
Hallelujah.
He couldn't have to have people because he said
it. Yes.
Not for any other reason.
No.
Oh, I wish it all quoted with the show. We stand, please.
Oh,
are you ready?
Hallelujah.
And we shall. They just resent the way I do it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For we shall alive. You like that better?
Hallelujah.
Or would you like to have a little more authority about it?
Amen.
A little bit more oomph behind it.
Amen.
For we shall alive. And remain. On. Shall be caught up. Together with.
Together.
Wow.
Amen.
And so shall we. That'll take care of hope for food stamps, won't it? For a better world, won't it?
Hallelujah.
This world's not my home.
Thank God.
Don't hurt yourself now.
Yes, Lord.
And you still want to get more comfortable?
Oh, God.
You want to get your comfort from the things of this world?
No.
God, I send unto you another comfort.
Yeah.
When he has come, he'll lead you. This world's not my home. I'm just passing through. Turn back. because I want to meet him in the resurrection. Come on! Ah, no. You mean you get covered out of that little young woman like you? Huh? You watching, watching? Sure you are. I want to see Jesus. How about you? How are you watching? What do you want? What do you want?
We are the Lord's.
We
want to die in faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Or die while we yet live. Ever how God would do it.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 We've been hearing about destruction, about the revelation of the Antichrist. Praise the Lord.
We've
been hearing Sister Burgess. Praise God. We're reminded of Brother Sarah's words. We ought to help her out.
My Lord. Amen.
She certainly helps me out.
Yes.
We thank God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We
should be
helpers one of another.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Let's see. Easier to kill them than control. Well, that's how it is. It's nearly impossible to control anybody these days. That's why the policemen are the way they are. That's why the law enforcement, because you can't control people today. How about the house of God? Well, can't control us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was privy to a conversation once, and it was about cats and dogs. One man said, you know, dogs have masters, cats have staff. And one said, yeah, you know, cats are just smarter than dogs. That's why you can't train them. And the guy said, yeah, I hear you talking, but you mean if you got a man that you're trying to teach something, you can't teach him, he's smart? Make you look at yourself, doesn't it? Well, that's exactly how it is. That's why you can't teach him anything. Because he's smart. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We've exceeded our intelligence. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, oh, that we would get into the simplicity of the gospel. That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes, he is.
In our testifying of that, we must acknowledge that we are his children.
We are.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are the sheep of his pasture.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And we are called to worship him.
Yes, Lord.
Give him glory.
Yes, Lord.
Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
We are his witness.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We want to be faithful witnesses.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we want to, like brother said, no sad faces here, man.
Hallelujah.
I'm in the ark. Glory, glory. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
But my people, they don't consider.
Hallelujah.
We've heard the adage about biting the hand that feeds you. Would that be possible? Things that are good for us, would we oppose them?
My Lord.
Huh?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, one said that Brother Stereo had a way of making you look at yourself. When we are dealt with by the Spirit,
hallelujah,
it of course makes us to look at ourselves.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we thank God for that.
Yes,
are you
Lord.
Looking at yourself this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Take a good look at yourself and you look at others differently. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
But the Holy Ghost does convict us.
Thank you, God.
Instruct us and enlighten us. And the truth is about us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Truth is, we are poor and needy.
Needy, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need a great Savior.
Yes, Lord.
You need mercy.
Hallelujah.
You need grace to help us.
Lord.
Is to bring us into that knowledge.
Hallelujah.
And naturally, we don't have that knowledge that we desperately need in great
Savior. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nevertheless, we do.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We may haphazardly seek after him, but we need to diligently seek. Because we desperately need.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You won't get this from the flesh. You get it from above.
Yes,
and we desperately need God.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, glory.
Glory.
What's the rest of that? Well, he's a very present help.
Oh, yes.
He's our refuge and strength.
Yes, Lord.
Our very present help in trouble. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So here we have a few folk that are infirmed. Folk have called in with prayers for infirmities.
Hallelujah.
And so we pray, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Heal us and we'll be healed.
Heal, yes, Father.
Yes.
Yes,
deliver us from our affliction.
Yes, Lord.
Deliver us, O God.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
We know that you do all things well.
You're
on time, God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We do pray that your will and good pleasure is worked out.
Lord.
Don't take us out too soon, Lord. But deliver us.
Deliver us.
In your perfect time.
Hallelujah.
In your perfect will.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Here the ox knows his owner. I passed by a cow the other day. I said, hey, cow. Of course, the cow didn't look at me because the cow don't know my voice.
Right.
I went into the chicken house and the little chickens, they ran from me. They don't know my voice. I said, I bet you they don't run when Mike comes in here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I had a cow that she'd hear my voice, man, she'd start talking.
Yeah.
I had a few like that.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One cow was named Babe, and I'd come out of the house, and she'd hear my voice, and she would start lowing. Sometimes she wanted something, sometimes she just wanted attention. But at times, you know, I needed to put some hay in the manger or something like that. Hallelujah. One morning I went out after calling for the cow a long time. She never came up, and I went to look for her. Because none of the cows came up. And thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
I found her out in the pole barn, dead. And the other cows were standing there looking at her. And I stood there and looked.
Yes, Lord.
Then I went back to the barn. Then the other cows followed. But they didn't come until I came out there to look at her.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Here the ox knows his owner. The ass knows his master's crib. We know that thou art God. We would consider that today, Father.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, in kindergarten, it's pretty easy to control the children. You line them up and you say, do this. Do this. And, but as they grow and get smart, they're hard to control. So here we are. We're grown.
Amen.
And we're unruly.
Amen.
Difficult to control. What would you have us to do, Lord? Oh, we say that our reasonable service is to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Right, right.
Why don't we just do it?
Amen.
Right.
It is our reasonable service.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You mean I show up and worship you, Lord, give praise, even when I don't feel good?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Everything seems to be against me. Your name?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Well, yes, if I can do it with my legs crossed and my arm folded, I see. Well, that's how we are.
Oh,
praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory,
glory.
And I will magnify the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue.
Be in my God.
together.
Hallelujah.
I sought the Lord and he heard me.
Oh, bless you, Father.
Yes, I'm always made to look at myself.
Hallelujah.
All right?
Yes.
And I'm a man in a body of sin.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
No doubt in my mind. Amen. I need a great Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I know I have the knowledge, but how to perform, that I find not.
Amen.
That I would, that I do not.
Hallelujah.
That I would not, that I do.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 That which is right to do, I must press in and press through. Otherwise, it's just simple, you know. I just go with the default.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But that which is right, I have to press in. I have to go against the grain.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have to swim upstream.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, I'm conscious of the sin in my flesh. How about you?
Amen.
Is that good knowledge?
Yeah, good knowledge.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That in my flesh, in me, that dwells no good thing.
No good thing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. No good thing.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Amen.
No good thing.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I have another revelation. There's one that dwells in me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Life.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Forgiven all my sins.
Yes.
Glory, glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, the wages of sin is death, of course, but he hath abolished death. So I talk to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right, we can rejoice, not because the sick are healed, but they are healed. Not because the lame are made to walk, but they are.
Hallelujah.
But because our names are written in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory, God.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So we're in the patient waiting, saints. That's where we are. And Abraham, after he had patiently waited, inherited the promise. Praise the Lord. Be not slothful, but in faith and patience, endure.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Follow those who by faith and patience inherited the promise. Glory, King Jesus.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory.
Glory, King Jesus.
Glory, God.
All right. I've got a scripture.
Thank you,
Lord. May it be for edification for the body. May it glorify the King of Kings.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 O Lord, thou hast searched me.
Oh, yes.
O Lord. Thou hast searched me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And known me.
Yes, Lord.
Thou knowest my down sitting.
Yes, God.
And mine uprising.
Hallelujah.
Thou understandest my thought afar off.
Yes, Lord.
Thou compassest my path and my line down.
Yes.
And art acquainted with all my ways.
Oh, yes, Lord.
There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, Lord. Thou knowest it altogether.
Altogether.
Thou hast beset me behind and before.
Hallelujah.
And lay thy hand upon me. Such knowledge
glory.
Is too wonderful for me.
Glory.
It is high.
Glory.
I cannot attain unto it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Whether shall I go from thy spirit?
Hallelujah.
Or whether shall I flee
Hallelujah.
From thy presence?
Bless you, Lord.
If I ascend into heaven,
oh, bless you, Lord.
Thou art there.
Yes, God.
And if I make my bed in hell, behold,
hallelujah,
thou art there.
Hallelujah.
If I take the wings of the morning,
glory,
and dwell in the uttermost parts of,
yes,
the sea,
hallelujah,
even there,
hallelujah,
thy hand lead me.
Jesus.
Even there shall thy hand lead me.
Hallelujah.
And thy right hand shall hold me.
Yes, God.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me,
glory,
even the night shall be light about me.
Yes, God.
Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee. But the night shineth as the day.
Hallelujah.
And the darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
Hallelujah.
Thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me,
yes, Lord,
in my mother's womb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I will praise thee.
Yes, Lord.
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
Marvelous are thy works, in that my soul knoweth right well.
Glory.
My substance was not hid from thee.
No.
I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Thine eyes did see my substance,
yes, Lord,
yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written,
yes, Lord,
which in continuance,
hallelujah,
were fashioned,
yes, Lord,
yet as yet there was none of them.
Yes, God.
How precious.
Precious.
Also are thy thoughts unto me, O God.
Hallelujah.
How precious also,
glory,
are thy thoughts unto me, O God.
Glory.
How great is the sum of,
glory,
them. If I should count them, they are more,
glory,
in number,
Lord,
than the sand of the sea.
Yes,
more in number than,
hallelujah,
the sand. When I wake, I am still with thee.
Hallelujah.
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 Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God.
Yes.
Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men.
Hallelujah.
For they speak against thee wickedly.
Glory.
Thine enemies take thy name in vain.
Glory.
Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee?
Thee?
Am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred.
Glory.
I count them mine enemies. Now let's get down to the nitty gritty, Lord. Search me, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Know my heart.
Yes.
Try me. And know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me.
Yes.
And lead me in the way everlasting.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lead me in the way everlasting.
Yes.
Glory,
yes,
to God. Now search me and know me, O God. Yes, my sins are not hid from thee, O God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Bless your name, O God. Save me, O God. The waters are coming unto my soul. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. So let's take a look at ourselves as we hear the word of God. Yes, Lord. We're in the book, huh? Hallelujah. Yes, we're in the book of life. We're in the book. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. We are chosen people. Hallelujah. At one point, David say, why hast thou cast us off? O God, remember thou congregation.
Yes.
Remember thy congregation,
yes,
which thou hast purchased the boat.
Glory.
The rod of thine inheritance, which,
glory,
thou hast redeemed.
Glory.
This Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt.
Yes, Lord.
Lift up thy feet unto,
yes,
the perpetual,
Lord,
desolations.
Glory.
Even all that the enemy have done wickedly,
hallelujah,
in the sanctuary.
Oh, yes.
Remember your chosen people, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are your people.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We are the sheep of your pasture.
Yes.
That's
right.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
So what shall I render unto the Lord?
Hallelujah.
All his benefits toward me. What shall I render? What shall we do?
Hallelujah.
Huh? So we enter into his gates with thanksgiving.
Hallelujah.
We come into his courts with praise.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, magnify,
hallelujah,
the Lord with me.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise his name. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We desperately need you, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're in a great trial, Father.
Jesus.
Great affliction, Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, deep power over our soul.
Yes.
We need a great deliverance.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We're looking to thee, oh God.
Hallelujah.
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 We're trusting in you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Where else could we go?
Yes.
To whom shall we go, Lord?
Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We come to thee, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's seeking whom he may devour.
Yes, Lord.
I heard the preacher say he's stole our dance.
Hallelujah.
Stole our song. I heard him say it.
Hallelujah.
Stole our joy.
Hallelujah.
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 Preacher say he's not going to steal mine.
Hallelujah.
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 He is a thief, you know.
Yeah.
He comes to steal and to kill and to destroy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Glory.
Well, let him that stole steal no more.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Yeah, he come to oppress us.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we stand to resist it.
Amen.
Is that all right?
That's all right.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, bless
you. So what do you see when you look at yourself, brother? Amen. I see a wretched man.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Hmm?
Yes, yes.
See one undone?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise
so
the Lord.
True. So true.
I see one that's weak and
yes, Lord.
Poor.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
One who's unable.
Unable.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
On the other hand, I can do all things through Christ.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. But it takes one to get me to the other.
Hallelujah.
And when I see what manner of man I am,
yes.
I see what manner of man I am in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. More than a conqueror in him.
Yes.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
I've got the victory in him. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory, glory. He's working all things together for good. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
I could easily look to others, but I find enough just to look and myself.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just to look at myself.
Amen.
Glory.
Glory, God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For we have thought of thy love and kindness, O God, in the midst of the temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth.
Hallelujah.
Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad.
Yes, Lord.
Because of thy judgments.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walk about Zion and go around her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye her bulwarks. Consider her palaces that ye may tell it to the generations following.
Hallelujah.
This God is our God forever.
Yes.
And ever. He will be our guide. Even unto death.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hear this, O ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world. Both low and high, rich and poor together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we've heard of the destruction to come.
Amen.
Man of sin to be revealed.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
I believe
Lord.
It to be so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. According Hallelujah. To the scripture, according to the word of the man of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. We are in tribulation.
Hallelujah.
And we'll be in tribulation unto the end.
Yes, amen.
We end with tribulation.
That's right.
All right? We get to the end of it, and we get to the end of the tribulation. But tribulation all along the way. What do you mean, brother? Trying of your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we have it in a great fashion now. Do we not?
Yes.
We have been for some time.
Hallelujah.
Whereas now the bar has been raised.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which means that now is our salvation near.
Yes.
When we believe.
Hallelujah.
All right. Enemy has wrapped up his game. He knoweth that he hath but a short time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Do we know that we have but a short time? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Father. Yet a little while. He that shall come will come.
Amen.
He won't tarry.
Hallelujah.
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 I want to exhort you to maintain your integrity.
Yes, Lord.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Don't be moved away from the hope.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He will come and save us. He will come with a recompense.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He will come with vengeance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, what about the sorrow and the grief? Well, we will be delivered from that.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, you wipe away all tears from all of our faces.
Glory.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
There'll be no more sorrow, no more dying,
no more
pain.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All these things will pass away.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
stand
you.
Fast, saint, in the patient waiting
Amen.
For the soon coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Brother Spencer, would you pray for us? Let's stand. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, you have delivered us from so great a death.
Yes.
Even now, you are delivering us, Lord God. And we trust that you will yet deliver us,
yes.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the many promises, Lord
Hallelujah.
God, that you have given us, Lord God. Oh, yes, in our hearts, they are true.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, Lord God. And we have no place else to go. I'm glad of that, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm glad of that, Lord God.
Oh,
I believe that you are the only one that can help us, Lord. Oh, yes, and I believe that you've given us faith, Lord God. I don't think it's a strange thing that you're trying it now. I believe that you're getting ready, getting us ready for that great day, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, yes, we want to be ready, Lord God. We want to be ready when Jesus comes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, so we do thank you, Lord, the words that we've heard today, Lord God. Oh, yes, for the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you touch the affirm, relieve the oppressed.
Your Lord.
Oh, bring the wayward ones home, Lord
Hallelujah.
God. And we'll forever give you the
glory.
And praise.
Praise.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen. Be still and know that I am God.
Hallelujah.
I will be exalted among the heathen.
Hallelujah.
I will be exalted in the earth.
Glory.
The Lord of hosts is with us.
Amen.
The God of Jacob.
Hallelujah.
Is our refuge.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. The Lord bless you and keep you. Maranatha.
Amen.
The Lord is coming.
Hallelujah.
Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Father.
Oh, you a trumpet in Zion. Sound the alarm.